Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Saw the picture the other day and I was thinking like, whew, I really was in hard times though. Like, you still didn't get that butthole.
I believe that for every season, there's a time to throw away and a time to keep. A time that we lose and a time that we seek. And there's a time for silence and a time to speak. And I think it's time I remind everyone who the hell I am. The extent for my enjoyment of the sun merely exists because of my confinement in the dreadful cold. Do you know what it's like to truly have to survive? Have you been left for dead in the hollow, frozen over woods? No one around, just emptiness. Left to fight or die. Do you know what it feels like when the cold wind smacks you in the face, the burn of your lungs tightening, lips stiffening, paralyzing your every thought? To know that to eat, you must kill. Knowing that you won't make it to the next day if you close your eyes for too long. Because I do. I know what it's like. I do. I know what it's like to run with the wolves. But just because I can command a pack doesn't mean I won't kill them to save myself. That's who I am. Fight or flight, kill or be killed. And I am the ice cold killer.
The ice cold killer, the gymnast assassin, Lady Frost joins us for Cultaholic. How you doing, Lady Frost?
Love it. I'm loving the new moniker. It's so great.
What's the origin of gymnast assassin?
So we did press in Mexico City and they had translators and I was saying that I was the queen of murder gymnastics and that was like my last t-shirt and it was like a little catchphrase. And they just flat out called me the gymnast assassin. That's what it translated to. So one of the other wrestlers that she's dual language speaking, she said, yeah, they messed up a few things and then they just called you the gymnast assassin. And I was like, that's freaking awesome. I was like, that's it. We're keeping it.
What's the protocol there then? So they've gone, you know what? We're keeping that. Do you have to patent that? Is there a trademark thing? What's the score?
No, that was just someone translating what I had said. So yeah. No patent on anything. I did Lady Frost is owned by me, but as far as anything else right now, I haven't claimed them as mine.
Well, there's t-shirts for Gymnast Assassin available very quickly as well, which I admire the speed in which that was turned around.
Right. We capitalized real fast. Everyone's like, that's awesome, put it on a shirt. I was like, bet, here we go.
That's such a big part of wrestling now, isn't it? It's like when a catchphrase strikes or something happens, the instinct is put it on a t-shirt, put it on some merch, get it sold.
Yep. I mean, you have to, we're a brand, we have to market, we have to know our audience, and that's how we make money.
You've got to do it. You've got to make the money. And you have been making it. You've been making bank since you became a free agent. This weekend just gone, you became the first ever WrestlePro Women's Champion. So congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. And I was just going to say, if I'm speaking a little mumbly, my tongue is swollen. It's so huge in there from my battle Saturday night. So
I was gonna say, because Lena Cross walloped you at a few points, was at least one of those from Lena Cross.
There were quite a few wallops. Yes, it was a war. If you haven't watched Lena Cross, she is fantastic. She's from Australia, and we went at it. It was a great match.
It was just a few months ago that it felt like sort of the Lady Frost reign in wrestling was coming to an end, and this just seems to have lit you up all over again.
Yes. I didn't tell anyone. Like, I literally sat down with my husband and said, I'm done. Like, I think this is it. I think I have to retire. I'm drained. I'm defeated. I'm emotionally broken, physically. Like, I just didn't know if I had a place, if I was worthy. Like, I went through all of that and I was just like, why am I doing this to myself? I'm miserable. And, you know, a lot had to do with, you know, my past situation. And now that things are different, I got the call to go to Mexico. I was in this tournament for WrestlePro. And I think everything just kind of, it did. It reignited that flame for me. And it was just like, I can't quit. Like, look at me. I'm on a tear right now. But I did. I got some confidence back. And I know, you know, I love this. I love performing. I love the fans. There are a ton of little kids at WrestlePro. And it was just, you know, those feelings, you can't, I don't know, you can't explain those. And it really, really helps your heart. That's it.
What was the call or the conversation that brought you back?
I mean, it was definitely Mexico. It was, you know, an opportunity for me to go somewhere that I really wanted to go. That was one that was on my bucket list. And I thought I would fit there, right? Like, that's a style for me that it's fast paced, it's athletic, and it's somewhere where I wanted to be. And I was like, well, I can't quit just yet because I did want to do that. And I was like, maybe afterwards. Like, I still had reservations. I was like, I'll just go there and then be done. Like, if I can't go anywhere else, and you know, I was still in this situation, so I figured I would just go there, and if that was like my send off, it would be pretty sweet. But it just sent me in a different direction, which was like, I'm definitely not done. I definitely still have so much in the tank. I feel great physically, so yeah.
So the Mexico trip, this was part of CMLL's Women's Grand Prix. This was your first trip to Mexico, I believe, as you were saying.
Yep.
How did it compare to what you thought it would be, and how it would go compared to how you thought it would be?
It was fast paced. It was a lot. We had a lot of press. I had 5 matches in 7 days. One of them, like, we got in, we wrestled Monday, we slept for 3 hours. We got on a flight to Guadalajara Tuesday, wrestled there, got on a flight back. So it wasn't even like they were all right there in the same place. And the language barrier is very tough. I don't speak Spanish. I do have to learn. So just trying to take everything in, was processing was very different. But the fans were incredible. The wrestling was incredible. The arena was amazing. And I couldn't even take it in until I got home. It was just like fast and furious. Then I got home and I was like, holy shit, did that just happen? Like, that was so much. But it was amazing. And the fans were just, that was the best part. I mean, they were waiting outside of the arena. I was signing autographs. I was getting recognized in the street. I was like, I'm a nobody in America, I feel like. And then I went to Mexico and I was like, holy crap. So I think that changed my perspective a little, that, you know, we have these little boxes and confines. And if it's a Twitter bubble or a contract bubble or a whatever it is, there's so much more out there. And I wasn't allowing myself to experience any of the other very real things. So it was an eye opener for sure.
Was that a part of, because of the situation that you were in, that you weren't really thinking about that? Or is it one of those situations where you don't know what you could have had until you can't have it anymore? Once you are locked in with a contract with a company, you then haven't got the option to do it. But all of a sudden it makes you just want to do it even more.
I don't know, because if the opportunity was there, I'm not sure that my contract would have said like, no, you can't. But I don't know, because I wasn't in that situation. I do kind of feel like my perspective on my wrestling has changed. I think I put in a lot of work, and I have more confidence in my abilities and where I feel like I stand as a performer. And that's important. You can't go into matches thinking like, I don't deserve this, or I don't deserve to be here, or, you know, I'm not good enough. That's a terrible mindset. It's awful. So I think being around people that want you to succeed and tell you that, you know, you have value and you bring something to the table is very, very important. Being around good people is very important.
And let's just quickly knit back to WrestlePro, where you became the women's champion this past weekend. Now, you've been a part of WrestlePro on and off for a couple of years. What was the, how involved were you in the overall decision to finally introduce a women's title there?
I had nothing to do with the introduction of the title. I knew the tournament was happening. I knew I was going to be a part of it. I've been wrestling with them probably for 3 years now, I believe, on and off, like you said. And, you know, when the tournament started, I was not sure what my future was going to be like, right? But then you get hungrier, you get those wins, and you're like, holy crap, like, I'm in the finals. And it's a really big deal. You know, a lot of people can say, like, well, it's not real. But, like, it is still. It's very, very powerful to be a champion for a company, because that means you have to uphold a certain standard, right? And someone believes in you enough that they feel like you can be that person. And that means a lot. That's, you know, like I said, being around certain people that believe in you and want you to succeed. So it was a very big deal. It was very special. I love the match. I love the company. I love going to Alaska with them. So it's, yeah, good stuff.
I kind of feel like a character like Lady Frost in Alaska. It'd be like Bret Hart in Canada. It'd just be a natural babyface.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the thing. I've been working babyface so much, and I always tell people, like, I'm such a better heel, I think. Because I'm like a baby face, like, what do I do with my hands? I have these weird, like, spirit fingers or some shit. I don't know. Like, I'll watch things back. I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
So a baby face hand gesture is almost like, because you have to avoid sort of the sort of a stereotypical clap your hands, punch the air. Come on. You want to kind of do right. it in your own way. You can't see it because it's audio, but I'm imitating Lady Frost hand gestures. And trying to imagine them in a more baby face manner, but I think the way you do it works just fine. Does the job just fine?
Yeah, I show up willing to, you know, play whatever part. Like, the character is the character, but I find myself, like, in the baby face role a little bit more, which is okay. When I first started working baby, I was like, holy shit, people are clapping for me. This is so weird. Like, you're clapping for me.
You like me. You really like me. It's a nice feel. I think it's a nice feeling, even though, even sometimes when you'd rather be the heel, it's probably just a nice feeling just to go, oh, this is nice. People are into it. I like it.
Yeah.
It's lovely to be speaking to you and hearing you smiling and laughing. And I know that the last couple of years haven't been the easiest. And you've talked a lot about it on other channels and other platforms. And we don't want to harp on about it, but I wouldn't be doing my thing if I didn't at least touch on you departing Impact Wrestling. Obviously, you've been very open online about it. I want to just read a tweet that you wrote where you said, if you were in a relationship where someone didn't care about your physical or mental well-being and didn't adequately provide for you financially, would you fight to be free from it? You wrote that in August, and then you quickly added, this is certainly not about my husband. So we've got to say Victor. When you were going through that process of coming away from Impact Wrestling, knowing like how you felt and how desperate you were to get away, was there anything that they offered you or could have offered you to have made you change your mind?
I don't know. I think that was a very broad tweet. I wouldn't like to pin it anywhere. But I think in life, everyone changes perspectives at some point and often about whatever it may be. And I think that's okay. It should be okay for people to realize different things, come to different conclusions. I think maybe we've all been in a bad relationship too long, or that you wanted to hold on to or fix things, or you thought it was going to be a certain way and it wasn't. And that's no blame to any, you know, side person, anything. But I am not a spry young chicken. I'm not a teenager. So I think once we realize time is of the essence, it plays a different factor, I think. I just want to be happy. That's like that's my top priority in life, is being happy. And if I can't come home and be a good wife and a good mother and a good friend and a good daughter, like, what am I doing? You know what I mean? Like, no money, no television, no anything is worth not being okay inside. So that was my primary concern pretty much with life. And that's why I got to a point where, like, wrestling doesn't matter if I can't be insert shoot name here, if I can't be me, right? Like, yeah, that's top priority. So
absolutely, as it always should be, and it's easy to lose sight of that sometimes. Is there a memory from your time at Impact that you'll always cherish, or you'll always be happy with? A particular match, a particular moment that will always make you smile?
It's definitely the women's first Ultimate X match. I went in wanting to be in just first female ever in an Ultimate X match. And they were like, actually, we're going to have an all women's match. So that was a really big deal. It was making history. It was something that, you know, I had my heart set on. And I think, you know, that moment, that rush of climbing that structure and moonsaulting off of it, can't really replace that. That's a good one.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And it's one that is gift and clip forever. And I guess, like with merch and hitting catchphrases and selling merch, the gifts, the videos, the clips are the ones that you dream of as well. And I think that's one that will live for a long, long time.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You're out into the free wide world now, and everyone's on notice. Now, what are the companies that you worked for before you really got in with Impact Wrestling? Was the National Wrestling Alliance. You were doing a lot of stuff with them, sort of 2021. That company's changed quite dramatically whilst you were elsewhere. And there's been a lot of conversations about the direction of that company, especially over the past weekend with Nick Aldis going away and such like that. Is that an avenue that you would explore again? Is there any conversations that have happened since the last time you were there?
So I don't know, actually. I know Mickey was a big part of it when I was there. I loved my time there, which is wild. Do you know what I mean? I had a great time. The women were fantastic. You have Jazz there. You have Medusa. I think their women are great. I don't know what it does for me as far as my career, unless it was something like winning that title. But again, like I don't know if I want to be locked in. So a contract is kind of like off the table. But if it was a big pay-per-view event or, you know, it made sense career-wise, it's never out of the question. But yeah, I don't think they're in a great light right now. So me just like showing up doesn't really do me any favors at the moment. But like I said, I loved my time there. I have nothing bad to say about my personal experience when I was there. So it's definitely not off the table.
You lit up talking about Mexico when we spoke about that a short while ago. I know you've got another Mexico trip in the book on the cards. Is that something we're going to do more of in 2023 as well?
I sure hope so. Different countries all over the place. I have Mexico in just a few weeks, actually, which is wild to me. I'll be right back there. And then it's not been announced yet, but I will be going to a different country in 2023. And hoping to maybe get to Japan, working on that one. Yeah, so as many places as I can get to, I think that's the goal.
So is that another country as well as Japan? Or is Japan the other? Amazing.
No, yeah. Japan has not been confirmed. The other country has been. Nice. Yes.
Okay. I won't push you if you don't want to reveal it, but it's for you. The one thing I feel that you is needed now is just to fill that diary up, and the excitement that comes with being a free agent again. You seem to have missed it.
I do. I think, you know, we still had freedom before, but I think there's a certain appeal after you've been on television a bit and you're a little more recognized. I think you want to get out and just do everything that you can do, whatever weekend that you want, and stay for a week or 2 weeks or a month. So, yeah, freedom is always nice.
And if people want to keep up with where your newfound freedom takes you, where can they do so?
I'm pretty much at Real Lady Frost across the board. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Big Cartel. For t-shirts.
There's a really good Gymnast Assassin t-shirt I've heard about that you should probably check out.
No, if me showing up with like a giant assassin sword anywhere is in the books, especially, traveling.
Brilliant. Have you not? I mean, that would be the logistical issue. Like, if we are leaning into Gymnast Assassin, I'm just thinking you got to get that big sword through customs.
Yeah, right. Not happening. And I did just get new entrance gear. I have a wolf pelt that was actually made by the costume designer for Game of Thrones. So it was a very, yes. And I had it last year. I just went through our messages and she had shipped it. So I ordered last year. She had shipped it in March. And I had pitched ideas and wanted to really get into the character and the background and my emotion behind Lady Frost and not just like a flat, hey, this is like an Elsa type. Whatever. So I was waiting for the time to dive in and debut everything, and it just never happened. So I did get to wear it in Mexico once, and then this weekend was the appropriate time in America to, reveal the wolf head.
Was this the same wolf head that was in the video that you posted?
Yes.
The vignette that you posted? Because that was fantastic. I'm glad it's that one. That's incredible. Yeah. I was going to ask how the conversation came about with you and the designer from Game of Thrones. Was it simply a case of you just booked them, or was it a friend of a friend? How did that come together?
Yeah. So a while back, I had started following Will Ospreay. And after the Ultimate X match, he had commented like, sick, I did the same thing, whatever. So it kind of like opened the door a bit. And he had the big panther or whatever it was on one of his entrance jackets. And he always had like great, great entrance jackets. I'm a big presentation gal, right? So he had tagged the maker on his page, and then I went to her page and I saw the price on everything and I was like, oh my lord. But I didn't dig in. Thanks, Will, for that. I went and it kind of fit the narrative, like where I was going, and I just reached out and I said, hey, would it bother you if I got this made? I know it's similar to yours. And he was like, I don't own animals. And I was like, cool, man, great, thanks. So, I kind of got the stamp of approval just because I feel like it's a respect thing. You know, it's not like I was knocking that off or trying to copy or anything. So, but it was cool. Like I reached out, he said, yeah, I reached out to her. And then, the turnaround time was like 3 or 4 months, I believe, to create it. And like I said, that was last year. So that was how that happened. And then, paid my mortgage twice over and
put the rates up on OnlyFans, put an extra tenner on the t-shirts.
Oh my lord. I have to say this because it's hilarious. I literally go back to this picture. I just found it. And for the record, my OnlyFans has no nudity. Sorry, guys. It just doesn't. I don't really like that. But someone had commented on a picture of me holding a title belt from Hurricane Pro. I was champ for like 440 something days. And Someone commented, I can't wait till she falls on hard times so we can see her butthole. And I was like, damn, what? Like, holy shit. Like, what is wrong with people, right? Like, but I go back to this. Like, I'm never going to be so hard up. Like, that's just not my thing, right? But, like, I just saw the picture the other day and I was thinking, like, whew, I really was in hard times, though. And, like, you still didn't get that butthole.
You know, there's that, you know, there's that phrase where they say work hard enough so your idols become your rivals. I think we need to update it. Work so hard so nobody sees your butthole. I think we get it on a tea towel. I think we get it like in a nice handwritten font and get it on a mount in the bathroom for when visitors come round next to live, love, live, life, love.
Listen, tea towels are freaking great. So I'll quickly tell you, for Christmas, someone gifted like my grandmother or someone a tea towel. And the next year she gifted it right back to someone else in our circle.
Oh no, you can't do that.
Yeah, right. So we had a running gag for like 15 years of the tea towel getting passed to someone in the family every year. It's freaking great.
We got it now. So, see, now we can circulate that tea towel, but with no context.
Yeah, right. Oh my God. My side of the family, there's no way. Like, it would not be funny. Like, my husband's, yeah, they'd be dying and they'd lose it, actually. Like, it wouldn't circulate. My side of the family, like, they'd be appalled. I'd be out.
Oh, she is at Real Lady Frost on Twitter, as long as we've got Twitter, Instagram, Big Cartel, and Tea Towels coming soon to you. And always a pleasure to find time to chat to Lady Frost, who is lit up as a free agent and is coming to see you in 2023. Thank you for stopping by Cultaholic tonight, Lady Frost.
Welcome.
I just thought that's a peak of the interview. We can't go any higher.
There's nowhere else to go from there.
There is nowhere else to go. We've hit the ceiling fan. Thank you for your time tonight. And thank you for the butthole story. It's turned my Monday round.
Yeah, right. Bet you didn't have that on your bingo card today.
Do you know what? I've had some weird things thrown at me today on my bingo card. Chatting to Lady Frost about her butthole wasn't in there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.